opportunity that don't live as close to Albia as they maybe do Cedar Falls, and so this is an opportunity for them to come here. They know it's going to be a great environment. You know, we're 72 degrees. There's, you know, you come in with your short sleeves on tonight. It was beautiful today, a lot better than last year when we were up here. And so the folks really coming out representing this Blue Demon Nation in the highest possible way possible.
Well, the kickoff at 7:06 probably pushed back a little bit, but we've got an hour and a half of pregame to bring you the coaches, the players, the opponent's coach, and, of course, your kickoff. When we come back, you're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. Let's kick some dust up.
15, 10, 5, take it to the house. Carter, the Iceman, Ice League, touchdown, Albia.
All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around.
Brian Sarver got the corner on the right side, has a man to beat, gets a block across the 45, 50, midfield 40. It's a foot race, and you're not going to catch Brian Sarver. Touchdown, Albia! Brian Sarver, like a jet.
Blocking wall that was set up on the right side. It started way in the back. As soon as Blake Barrett caught it, Tony Lesham started the first block there, really swallowed up a man there, and then the whole wall just appeared on this right side. We can see the whole thing coming down here.
The dust up. Back it on up.
There's a reason why they call special teams.
Fill your cup up.
Special.
Let's tear it up. It kicked the dust up.
The Tharp Funeral Home and all their staff are proud supporters of Albia Athletics and proud also of all who participate. We wish you continued success throughout the course of the season. Go Big Blue.
The last thing you'd expect from a fast food place has arrived. Hardee's is introducing the All Natural Burger, a grass-fed, free-range beef patty with no added hormones, no steroids, and no antibiotics. Fast food will never be the same.
I just want to break the rules.
The all-natural burger. Only, and we mean only, at Hardee's. All-natural attributes refer to beef patty. First all-natural patty among major fast food chains for a limited time at participating restaurants.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Crawford Insurance can help you with all your insurance needs, including life, home, auto, crop, property, casualty, and health insurance. Call Crawford Insurance today for a quote and see what they can save you. That's Crawford Insurance in Moravia at 641-724-3499. Crawford Insurance is proud to be a sponsor of the Albia Blue Demon Football.
This is how we roll.
Throws it across the middle of the field and completion! Matt Baker!
Take it to the house! Matt Baker on one of the prettiest plays you'll ever see!
Welcome back to the Uni Dome. A very loud and ruckus Uni Dome, and look who just showed up. Big T is in the house.
Big T! Hey, what's going on, guys?
Well, we're missing part of our dynamic quattro of broadcasters, and we're missing somebody tonight. Where is he at, T?
He's out trapping. He's getting some birds.
Jimmy's out trapping tonight. Hey, Jimmy, we know you're listening in. We know that we'll be able to hear him up here, though. That's one thing about Jimmy. And T, you brought something with you, buddy. What'd you bring up here?
Back in when these seniors were in fifth grade, tackle football, after the season was over, we had them sign a football, and we've got all their signatures, all their numbers back when they were in fifth grade, and I brought that up here thinking, you know, we could use that up here.
Absolutely. Well, hoping is some good luck for Albia tonight. We want to open up the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Again, that text is 641-799-1437. And send us a text. Send us a picture of where you're sitting from tonight here at the Dome. We know a lot of you brought your headsets in. We're broadcasting inside the Dome on 96.7. So we brought the 96.7 with us up here to Cedar Falls. And you can catch the game inside. 96.7 is, we know lots of you are rolling into Cedar Falls right now. And all of you around Southern Iowa, around this great big world of ours, we want to know where you're listening from tonight. And again, you can do that via text, 641-799-1437. Dan, I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun this week getting to talk to the coaches and the guys. And and it was a long week, considering what we've been through.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's a lot of prep work getting ready, and we're really excited to do this. You know, this is something we do a little different. We get the players together, and we do them in group settings. Instead of one-on-ones, we're doing them by their positions, and so it's a chance to really interact with them and really get their insights as they've had an extra day to prepare this week and get ready for this ball game.
Well, Dan and I had a chance to catch up with the players, and we put them in groups, like Dan said. I caught up with that O-line. What an outstanding O-line it is, and how experienced they are. And they got one guy on there that's starting as a sophomore, and he has not looked like a sophomore, and having played in a full season with these extended games, see, he has certainly got the experience. But this offensive line has been amongst the very, very best, and here's the conversation we had.
I'm here with the offensive line as we bring you a special edition of Journey to the Dome, Destiny to the Dome, as this Blue Demon football team is trying to reach its destiny. I got the offensive line here, and games are won and lost in the trench. And Gannon Osing sitting next to me. Gannon, you know, this offensive line is a tight end. You are a part of that blocking wall that has produced so many touchdowns for the Blue Demons. But as a unit, you guys, you know, you got five seniors on that unit, five guys with senior experience, and you got one little old sophomore. But and everybody's pointing at him right now, Trent Garver. But this offensive line's got great experience, and you know each other, and you know your steps. And there's so much that you can talk about X's and O's that teams can do, but it really comes down to everybody doing their step.
Yeah, I mean, we all have a job to do every single play, and we try to go out there every play and do our best to do that job.
Ronco Romanco, you know, one of the things about this this offensive line is that you guys really have a great bond. You guys get along really well. And I think that that's something Coach Dykes really tries to instill in you guys from the moment you walk into the program.
Yeah, Coach Dykes is really good at that. And then we'll all hang out, like, after football and on the weekends and stuff just to grow that bond.
Well, I got Mr. Yarkoski, All-State lineman. You know, you guys, as seniors now, you have one sophomore that's starting. So this group is very experienced. But that one sophomore, you remember being the young sophomore getting your first start. You had to rely on the older guys to help bring you along and to be great big brothers. And this younger guy, he's not a smaller guy because he's a big dude. But he's really stepped in and played an outstanding role as a sophomore. But I think that credit goes to the way you guys as seniors have really helped him bring him along.
Yeah, you know, he's really stepped in, filled some pretty big shoes with Phil and Hunter's spot, but he's done a great job. And, you know, as us being seniors, we've just tried to help him with any questions he might have and help him get through it.
Well, the dude Mackinich, Hunter the dude Mackinich, buddy, we got to get you on the air just to sing for us. That would be the real treat. That's what the girls are wanting. But mamas are wanting to hear you talk about football. Talk about this line and how good this line is and how good it can be and needs to be on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, we're a pretty good line, and as long as we do our 111th and make sure we do our best, I think we'll be all right.
Gannon, he talks about 111th. What is when the coaches talk about that? Is that something that you guys just get the words down, or is that really become something that as a player you really are focusing on?
No, I think it's actually something we really focus on. I mean, like I said earlier, everybody has a job to do, and coaches try to really instill that we have to know our plays and how to know our rules for our plays.
Well, a guy that has to do his 111th more often, everybody has to do their 111th every time, but the center is the guy that touches the football every single play. And Case, that's Case Szczesny here. That has been a huge responsibility. I think, you know, oftentimes if we're not talking about the center, it means you're doing what you need to do. But it's a huge responsibility knowing that every snap goes through your hands.
Yes, sir, it is, Jace. I just got to get that ball as quick as I can to Blake and go make a good block.
When you talk about snapping the ball, that's the first thing. But then that's not where it all stops, because you've got a responsibility at the center of the line to get to your blocks. And oftentimes that's a linebacker that you've got to get the snap and then get deep to get those blocks.
Yeah, this week I'm kind of left open. I got to get the linebacker a lot. But if anybody needs help, I got to help them.
You got a young guy sitting next to you here, and Trent Garver. Tell us a little bit about Trent.
Trent's filled big shoes, like Nick said. He does his 111th. He works really hard. He's been in the weight room a lot this summer, and he'll do a good job tomorrow.
Trent, sophomore. It's a big role to play as a young guy to be on this line, but you've been a part of something pretty special here, haven't you?
Yeah, this has just been a great experience for me, and being with my brothers and doing my 111th.
Well, sometimes they'll say, well, a sophomore doesn't have the physicalness to play at the varsity level. But to me, as a coach, it's not the physicality that I'd ever worry about with particularly the way you're built and put together and the hard work you put in as a sophomore, but it really is the mental side of things, because you have a lot of things you have to know and you got to execute. And when you got guys around you, you're older, you know their eyes are on you.
Yeah, as long as I know what I'm doing 100% of the time out there on the field, it's a lot easier, and you can make up for what you don't have in the physical means with outsmarting your opponent, and that can always help in the long run.
Well, my goodness. These guys, see, the guys are tormented, which with the people right now who are listening, you're not seeing. The guys are actually razzing their younger brother and circling around and tormenting him. Case, I think you guys have fun hanging out together.
Oh, yeah. We always bond together, and we love having just time to spend with each other, and that's how I think we've become a better line.
Right now, I wish this was television, because the things I'm getting to see, it's much better than the radio I'm bringing you right now. They're getting a little help from their defense, you brothers, as well. But Bronco Romanco, I think about all the big moments over your career. Tell me what's been the biggest moment for you.
The biggest moment for us, or for me, and I think I can speak for the team too, is just making it back to the semifinals for the third year in a row.
Well, quite an accomplishment, a three-peat to the Dome. But, Yark, when I saw you during the summertime and you were working out, you weren't talking about just getting to the Dome. You're talking about something that was much bigger. And now you got to the place where you can get that accomplished. But it certainly wasn't just getting there.
That's for sure. You know, our group of seniors, this is going to be our third time there. And we for sure want to get to play there twice this year and get two wins. You know, we've came up short a couple times, and we're ready to finish it off this time.
Well, Mac, did you get to sing? Did the guys let you sing in the locker room? And this role demon, I hear O-Sing singing it, but did they give you any, mic time to lead off the role demon?
Well, not really. I mean, sometimes I try to take over. Gannon gets kind of mad, so I figure I'd just stick to country songs.
Well, talk about tonight, the ball game. What are you guys going to be up against with the defensive front that they're going to bring to the table? What's this Mount Vernon team look like defensively?
I mean, they're quick and decent size, and they have pretty good pursuit to the ball and everything. But as long as everybody does their jobs, we'll be all right, I think.
Gannon, as a tight end, buddy, you get the block a lot, but a lot. You got to be a physical dude to play tight end in this program, but it's been fun to watch you be able to slip out of that blocking formation, get out there and catch passes. And we showed last week that we're a team that not only can run the football, but we can throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, last week was awesome having Blake and Tony hook up a couple times, and it's awesome for me just personally being able to go out and have Blake and me hook up a couple times too.
This is much better television than it ever will be radio, but right now we're having some fun, but the fun's going to turn to business here in a few minutes. Case, what are the things here in the final minutes before the kickoff that you guys are getting yourself prepared to do?
We're just going to go through our cybernetics, get mentally prepared, and go out and get ready to hit.
Cybernetics, I got to ask the young guy, what is cybernetics?
It's a tape that coach plays, and we go through it, and we try to get as focused as we can through the game, try to go through our steps as the game goes on in our head before the game to be as focused as we possibly can.
This is entertaining, is all I got to say. I'll tell you what, you guys have as much fun on the football field tonight as you're having in this interview, and great things are going to happen to Albia. Part of I'm going to do it. I've said it, and I get to say these things because I'm just a measly old broadcaster, but this is the best offensive line Albia's ever seen on the football field, and they have a lot to be proud of. Where they go tonight is where Albia football goes tonight, and we're going to take a timeout and come right back. You're listening to this special brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia congratulates the Blue Demon football team on their success this season. Garver's Animal Health Center, your locally owned full-service veterinary clinic for small and large animals. Visit us online at albiavet.com. Go Big Blue!
Top-notch Trading Company of Albia on Highway 137 in the Old Bowling Alley is open for business. Stop and check out their store. They carry a little of everything: hunting, fishing, and trapping merchandise, sports memorabilia, and household items. You need it, they just might have it.
The Albia Brewing Company will have your favorite brew on tap during football games this fall, along with your favorite pizza or sandwich. Hey, my favorite, the 50-50 burger. 50% beef, 50% bacon. It's incredible. That's the Albia Brewing Company, north side of the Albia Square. 60 degrees at 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll go back live to the Unidome here in just a second. And speaking of Albia Brewing Company, I'm enjoying a 50-50 burger right now from Albia Brewing. They want to remind you they're open tonight, and they'll have the game on. They'll have the audio on as well. So get on down to Albia Brewing. Try maybe their 50-50 burger or possibly one of their great gourmet pizzas as well. We'll go back live to the Unidome after this.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs, from your home to your office. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today to schedule an appointment. That's 932-4500. The absolute best choice in cleaning. We are proud to sponsor Albia Athletics.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
Welcome back to the Unidome, this Farm Bureau pregame show. And that was easy for me to say. Wow. Quite the game going on below us here is... Spirit Lake, it looks outstanding here, 42-20 the score here, third quarter. This game run a little late, so we imagine the kickoff will probably be a little late. Maybe not so much, Dan. They'll catch up a lot.
Yeah, it's not the first time they've done this. They'll make sure we get back on schedule and get on track, but it's a great game here. Spirit Lake's pulling away, like you said, 42-20 here in the third quarter.
Albie's going to come out, Vernon, here a little bit, but in this Farm Bureau pregame show, we've caught up with Tim Caldenberg. Tim, this is a proud moment for Farm Bureau. You guys, the Farm Bureau across the state, and is always there at these big high school athletic events to celebrate community.
You bet. Iowa Farm Bureau is a big supporter of high school sports, and especially here at the Unidome, they're a supporter here. You can see they've got their name on the tickets and the name on the walls, and it's a good representation of the rural people from Iowa, or really all the people from Iowa, especially the rural people we see here at these games. And that's what all our members are about, getting together, doing the best we can do.
Well, the hay's in the barn for most farmers, just like these football teams. They've got their season in, and now they're enjoying the reaping of their harvest. And Albia certainly with a great harvest here. Talk about what it feels like to be up here as a dad and a part of this this great event for a celebration of a great season.
Oh, it's great fun. It's become a great tradition to come up here and watch the boys play. And as we make it the tradition of things we do on the way up and the things we come. And this year we're going to start a new tradition with a winning game here in our first game tonight. So I think that'd be a good tradition to start, don't you?
I'm buying it. I like it a lot. You guys enjoy the game. What a great turnout here of Albia fans.
All right. I agree. There's a lot of Albia people here. It's neat to walk in and see a sea of blue over here while the other team's still playing. It's pretty cool to see how many Albia people are already here.
Ironman North. That's what the Unidome's become, Dan Stocker. And we're seeing a lot of skill players out on the football field in this first game.
Oh, it is a very much a high-level game here. And that's I had a chance to catch up with our own skill players on the offensive side. And it's great to listen to these guys. They take the crack very serious, and they perform at a high level. And let's go to that interview that we recorded earlier.
start off with probably the loosest group of guys on this whole squad here, the running backs. These guys are carefree and having fun and putting up points on the board. So they take life kind of easy as it goes. And the pretty boys get their names in the paper. But Blake, I'm teasing, obviously, Blake Bears here, the quarterback. It's a lot of responsibility you have going under center, reading the defenses, getting the boys get their names in the paper, but Blake, I'm teasing, obviously, Blake Bears here, the quarterback. It's a lot of responsibility you have going under center, reading the defenses, getting the offense going. Last Friday, we really saw you. I think you really did. You did a great job of leading your team there when you had your opportunities. What are some of the things that are going through your mind, or what's that mean to you to kind of be out there, be that leader, getting this team back to the Dome for the third year?
It means a lot to me. Being a leader out there is a key factor of leading our team into the big victories that we need.
Now, Brett Freshrow is also here, the fullback. And Brett, boy, all year long, you've done a great job developing that position in terms of understanding your assignment, a lot of blocking and keying up stuff. But boy, these last few games, you've gotten the number called where you've ran the ball in some hard yards. Fourth quarter against South Tama, you're pushing the pile as the game wears on. What's that been like for you to transition to a little bit more active role in getting the ball and running with it?
Yeah, our line's really done a great job for us and open up holes. So late game situations, they're all worn down, and we'll just take advantage of that and get our yards.
Also got the slot back, Kyle, smashing center here. Kyle, we saw about a 47 counter trailer coming through on the goal line stand against Iowa Falls, and that was we've never seen that play run that close to the goal line and yet ran really well. What's that like for you when you're coming in and tight coverage? You know the defense is coming in, yet you're just sliding through there on that counter and get that touchdown. How's that feel to see those holes still opening up?
I can't thank the line enough. It's all them, and everybody contributes. 111.
There we go. Also got the wide receiver, Cade Crawl. And Cade, we know you've been working your tail off converting to wide receiver this year. You've always been the quarterback, and you have to work on routes and catching. And boy, you had nothing bigger than a couple catches on a key play a few games ago. Talk about all the work you put in and trying to work on that and develop that craft of being that wide receiver.
I mean, it's just all my teammates. Blake's helped me out a lot, and all the coaches, and it's just a well-oiled machine and just real demon all day.
And the latest member of this backfield here, and we saw him last week come in at Friday South Tama, Bryce Leshen. But Bryce certainly no stranger to running the ball. But you've had the luxury of just playing the one side defense and getting those big hits. But were you prepared, or how was that? Did you have a thought maybe you might have to come in on last Friday? And how did you get yourself ready to have such a big impact on the game like you did in South Tama?
Well, we knew Carter was kind of hurting a little bit, so I started running that week and stuff. I just kind of jumped in there and did what I had to do and helped the team out to get the W.
Yeah, we got a big, big game tonight, obviously, a semifinal game for the three seniors in this group. You guys have been here before. Blake, what are some of the things that you take away? You're not necessarily as a quarterback, but you've been in this game. You've been on the stage. What are the takeaways you have from the prior 2 years? What are some of the things you've learned that will help you this year in the Dome?
But a lot of us aren't going to be big-eyed this year. Going in, we got a lot of seniors on this team, and we got some younger guys, but we're going to tell those guys just stay focused and do what you do, and we'll have a great game.
Bryce, kind of same question. What have you taken away? You've been on this stage, and it's a lot of fun playing in 72 degrees, no wind. You're as fast as you're going to be because of that turf and everything. But what are the lessons you've learned in the last two semifinals that you hope can help you to get that win and get into that championship game?
Kind of like Blake said, we're not really nervous going into this game. And, the last 2 years weren't what we wanted, and we're just hungry and ready to go.
On the final scene, you're here on this group, Brett Freshwater. And Brett, you've been in that linebacker spot, and we'll hear that interview on the defensive side. But here on the running back side, that's a different position for you in the Dome. What are some of the things in terms of the noise and the atmosphere that you think will maybe impact or that you can take away from, again, your experiences there?
This year, I think we really need to come out focused and ready and limit the turnovers and penalties and stuff like that. That'll really keep the game in hand for us this year, and hopefully we'll come out with a victory.
Kyle said it again. You're the junior coming in here, and what are you thinking about coming in as first time you're on that starting role? And you've been playing it all year long. And what are you looking forward to this game?
I'm just a little nervous. I'm just looking up to the seniors, and they tell me what to do.
Oh, that's good. And I think there's a lot to be gained from that. That's a wise decision. Kate, you're the young man in this group here. You're coming in here. This is the first time on the stage, first time in the Dome. You were there freshman year, obviously, but first time participating. And what do you recall from last year that you can take with you this year in terms of the atmosphere at the Dome?
I mean, last year I remember all of us getting just getting pumped up, and I was just sitting there saying, like, we're gonna be here next year, and we're here this year, so I'm ready.
Brett Freshwater, again, what do we know about Mount Vernon's defense? What are the things that you're going to be looking for? What are some of the things that we hope to capitalize on against their defense tonight?
They're a big physical line team. They like to put a lot of people up in the box, so we're going to try and do a little smash-mouth football and hopefully bring out the passing game like we saw last week again.
And speaking of the passing game, Blake, what are some of the things you're going to be looking at? What are you going to be reading on Mount Vernon's side on that defense? What are some of the things like pre-snap that you're going to see and that maybe can help for play development as the game goes on?
You know, I'll be reading those corners, that free safety. If they're coming down in the box, I'm going to tell Coach we need to change something different. They're going to be coming down in the box. I don't know if they can stop our run game, but once our line gets in there and Bryce gets in there, I know we'll have some good yardage coming out of there.
Kyle, we talk about that run game. You know, come around with that counterplay. You know, that's going to be one you probably wish this called a lot more than it is because you're very successful. But is that something you really get jacked up waiting for that number to be called so you can take advantage of maybe them overcommitting to the tailback position and get that counterplay in?
Yeah, it's a good play. I like to run it.
You know, the other side is we've seen you on the passing game too a little bit early on in the year. We, you know, a few completions that you had in the passing game. What are some of the things you're looking for out of their defense maybe that you can capitalize on in the passing game?
Like how far they're playing, the corners are playing off the ball and just reading them, like Blake said.
Cade, what about you on in terms of a lot of times your outs are just kind of faking routes and or blocking, but there's going to be times where that pass play is going to be called. I think we've seen that. We've certainly shown that we can do a lot more than just run when we need to. What are some of the things you've seen on film that will hopefully play to your strengths?
The corners like to give a good cushion so that we can take advantage of that, and when they come up, we can just go long on them.
Bryce, we talk about when you're in that backfield how the difference between you and Carter is, you know, obviously there's a physical difference in terms of the height there, but that to me is it works really good for you because you can kind of linger behind the lineman and wait to see those holes develop. Is that something as a running back you can feel, or is it just you're hitting that hole and you don't care what's going on in front of you?
I kind of just hit that hole and, you know, just read my blocks well. Brett does a good job of blocking. I kind of just follow him and bounce off whichever way he's blocking, so...
So guys, big game tonight. Obviously, it's the next one on the schedule, so they're all big. I'll start with going down the seniors here. And Blake, what's going to be the key, and what's going to be the final outcome? What's the key to tonight's victory?
Not making as many mistakes. Last year, we kind of beat ourselves up real bad with mistakes in that last five minutes. And you know, what if we don't make mistakes, then we should come away with that W.
Right.
No mistakes, and we're on top.
How about you, Brett?
I think we come out playing the way we can and limit our mistakes and turnovers. We'll be coming out with the win.
And Kate?
Just being together and having each other's backs will get the job done for sure.
And the final word goes to Kyle Sennett.
Whoever wants it more is going to win this ball game, boys.
There we go. Again, a good group of boys are ready to roll. That's your offensive backfield and the skill guys. We're going to see if we can get a blue team of victory. Let's go on and get that win. We'll be right back in a short timeout. You're listening to Blue Demon Football, Friday Night Lights.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
Contact Jane's Painting for all your painting needs, including commercial and residential, both indoor and outdoor. Jane also does power washing of your outdoor buildings, including your home. If you need the trim painted and caulked, Jane can do it. Give Jane a call and let her get you fresh and clean with that new coat of paint. Call Jane at 641-777-2072.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
There's a super buy this week on Cook's Premium Lean Bone-In Ham Steaks, just $1.99 per pound while supplies last. And Surefine Basted Grade A Young Turkeys are 99 cents per pound. Regular and Diet Doc 360 in 2-liter bottles are 69 cents each. And there's a super buy on Busch and Busch Light 24 packs, just $15.79 plus deposit.
Now, hey, Coach, tough game. Let's give hats off to their team. They brought in some strong boys, and they won the victory. They wanted to beat you bad. And our kids showed heart tonight. They could have gave up. They could have gave up, but they never, you know. So now, what do we do coming next week? I mean, this is a great victory, but it's a one-point victory. I kind of like it myself because guess what? It shows us reality is every game, man, is a new game.
Winners.
So what are we going to do to get better for this week coming up? One thing I want to say, Coach, you know, and I don't like to take anything from the refs at all, but, you know, I mean, I've watched a lot of football games in my time, and you have watched a lot yourself, you know. What do you tell the boys when you see these things happening, you know, and it's plain as day these calls should have been made, you know, and I hate to say that, you know, we won the game, but these calls were not great calls, and, what you know, the kids are working so hard, and it's like, there it is, you know.
We had a couple more.
Go enjoy your team. God bless. Enjoy the one-point victory. Still a victory, brother. Love you, man. Take care, brother.
That is Jimmy all psyched up, but Dan, he's trapping Southern Iowa right now. I saw him this morning. I passed him, and he's got about 150 miles of trap line he's running tonight. So
yikes!
Yeah, he's
more,
a busy
more power
boy.
To him, and we'll just have to carry the load without him.
All right, C and T, you're down here, guys. You're going to be down here looking at the trenches and this offensive line here from earlier. They're really, really good, but it's also going to take a great job by the defensive front to slow down the attack of Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Big T. Don't you think that the defense and the offense today is, when it comes to these big games, it's definitely who owns the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you've got to control the line of scrimmage. I mean, whether you're on offense, defense, one of the keys tonight is our defensive line. We got to get pressure on that quarterback, get that line moved back there, and disrupt that passing game for sure.
Yeah, and in fact, Jason had a chance to catch up with him, didn't you?
I sure did, Dan. And I'm dropping stuff here, buddy. Because we're still down in the bleachers. And we're having a great time visiting with people we haven't seen forever.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
let's get that D line interview.
Down here with the defensive line as we get ready for another physical football game tonight, and the Blue Demons taking on Mount Vernon, and this defensive line has been physical all year through. T. Blackford sitting next to me and Trevor. Last Friday night, what a physical football game, and I don't know if it gets any tougher than that, the way that the both sides of the football were physical.
Last Friday night was one of the most physical games I ever played in. Those guys were big up front, and they had a kid weighing like 290 pounds, and he was probably one of the biggest guys I will go up against all year.
Well, I'm certain that on Friday night you were pretty thankful for all the time you spent in getting your body prepared for the season, and it was a difference maker last Friday night.
Oh, and definitely it was. If I was weighing the same weight I would last year, last Friday night, I would have gotten blown off the ball. Like last year I was slow, and this year I'm fast off the ball, and I'm thankful for all my hard work I put in, and hopefully some of these younger guys that look up to us can see that what a hard off-season work can do for a person.
Well, you had a lot of big moments, but I don't know if there's any bigger than the fumble recovery. That was a huge moment for this bend but don't break defense.
Oh yeah, I was just in the right spot at the right time. Once I saw that ball on the ground, I just ran for that ball, and then I think it was the guy I lined up against was fighting for the ball, and then I wasn't gonna let him get it, so I was getting up off the pile, kind of push him down a little bit, and helped him back up. And then I held the ball up in the air, and on the film it looks like I just threw it up, but my hands were slippery and just, you know, got out of my hands.
Well, that was a huge play, and you guys played big up front. The other guy that played big on the inside is Mr. Chase Little. Chase Little did not play little. He was huge on football Friday night. Chase, talk about the physicality in which you guys really were the tempo to this football game. It was really relentless, the pressure that you guys had all night long from South Tama.
Yeah, it was probably one of the most physical games we've played all year so far. And the physicality factor, that's what they want us to do. That's kind of what they just expect us to be, physical and do our job out there.
Well, the job is not just physical. It requires the mental side of things. And I think that from a fan standpoint, you know, I don't know if they understand how many responsibilities you have. It's not just go get the football. You've got responsibilities, and a part of that 111th sometimes doesn't involve you making a tackle.
Yeah, exactly. Like when we call like a stunt or something, and I pull away, or move away, and the running back goes the other side of the field where I was supposed to be, but I move. And it just sometimes it doesn't work out, but then it does work out because the linebacker gets in there and gets the stop anyway. So,
well, I always say that the guys up front, they give the pretty guys the opportunity to make tackle because you guys are doing all the grunt work.
I ain't got a comment.
Yeah, you're going to comment about that because he's got to face those pretty guys. And pretty guys like Bryce Lesh move really fast and are really tough. This tough defense is tough on the outside, defensive ends. And defensive ends got a lot of responsibility. Oftentimes they're one of the positions, maybe like the quarterback, that can get criticized the most because if something big happens, it's oftentimes because the defensive end hasn't held contained.
Well, yeah, like usually if they get outside, it's the defensive end's fault if we get pinned in or whatever. So you just gotta concentrate on getting outside, get that outside hand free, and fighting that blocker to stay outside and keep the quarterback inside. So,
well, those are all easy things to say right here in an interview. But when you have 3,000, 4,000 fans screaming at you and you know the bigness of every moment and you don't know when that big moment's really going to rise, it can be hard to concentrate through those moments. You really have to slow yourself down physically so that you mentally can get the job done.
Yeah, you just got to stay focused this week with being in the dome. It's going to be really loud. You just got to stay focused on your 111th and do what you got to do and play your hardest.
When you look at this team, Josiah Harris, one of the star seniors on this Albia defensive front, what do you see out of Mount Vernon?
They got some good tackles on the outside with me and Bassett, so we'll have a fight this week. And they got a big tight end too that we got to get jammed so we can't get out and catch any passes. So just got to stay physical this week, just like last week.
Well, let's move to the other side of this defensive line. That's where you'll find Brendan Bassett. And Brendan, the only complaint I've had all year from anybody that's listening was that we mention your name a lot. That's your grandpa. But I can't help it, buddy. Every time I look, there's Brendan Bassett.
Yeah, hopefully he will stop doing that. And just, I know he's just messing with me. Well, hopefully you keep on hearing my name.
Well, I want to talk to you about the defense, but before we get to defense, let's go back and relive that huge play, that special teams play, the field goal. Right there at the end of the half, you know, it was a tight ball game. Nobody was able to strike gold, and you guys get the football, and you got a 32-yard field goal ahead of you. And I think that had to be a really difficult moment because you knew that you're going to have to execute this to give your team that edge.
Yeah, I knew I would have to execute it. I was preparing myself all week long. I knew this game was going to be close, and it might come down to a field goal, and I knew I would have to execute it because I didn't want to let my team down. And I'm a pretty confident kicker, and thanks for my line for blocking for me and getting good snap, good hold. I have to make it a good kick.
Now I think you'd have the confidence knowing, hey, we've been there, done that. You find yourself, and when you get to this level, boy, special teams and turnovers and moments, those big moments could be thin lines. And so, you know, the chance to get this in the future, you certainly got this to rely back on as an experience.
Yeah, this was a good experience for the team as a whole. Hopefully we can clean up the kickoff because that was a little demoralizing for me because I knew I could kick it in the end zone. And so hopefully we can come out here against Mount Vernon and execute.
Dry field. And I think that works in our hands. I think one of the things that we're really physical. But I don't know if people understand how fast we are. And, I mean, that really lies into our hands. We are not only physical, but we are really quick. And a flat, dry field and a perfect temperature, it's going to give us a nice advantage.
Yeah, we're not known as a team for our size on the defensive side. Defensive line is probably not the biggest other teams have seen. But we sure do have plenty of speed, and we will use it to our advantage Saturday.
We're with the defensive line, guys. Before I let you go, one by one, tell us what's going to be the keys in your mind for a Blue Demon victory.
Just staying low, firing off the ball, using our hands, and doing our best to get pressure on that quarterback when they pass.
Staying physical.
Doing 1-11th and staying physical.
Doing what the team needs you to do.
It is team. That's what you'll find out of this whole Blue Demon front is doing whatever it takes defensively. They have got it done. They've been challenged, but they haven't broke. And that is the character of a really good football team. And we're going to see this defensive line have a lot of fun tonight out on that very fast field. It plays in the hands of this very fast Albie Blue Demon football defense. We'll take a timeout. Come right back. You're listening to this special.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
T.J. DeMoss is the owner and operator of DeMoss Auction Company and real estate agent for Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, licensed in Iowa. He can provide you with complete auction service and help with all your real estate needs, including auctioning, listing, agriculture, residential, commercial property. He also sells estates, farm machinery, business liquidations, and moving auction. So if you're in need of professional help, call T.J. DeMoss of DeMoss Auction Company at 641-799-2323 or at Mossy Oak Properties of Albia, 641-932-1234, and ask for T.J.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Congratulations and good luck to the Albia football team from the Reck Brothers and Sons Semitals. For all your Semitol bowl needs, contact Rod Reck at 641-799-4195. That's 641-799-4195. Go Big Blue!
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albia, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
Off this offensive unit, Dan, and this off.
First game, running a little late here, is it's 42-34, Spirit Lake out in front of North Fayette Valley. Dan, look how fast that field is. Well, I got a guy sitting next to me that probably liked to run on this field. I
don't know how you caught up to him.
You know how you catch up to him?
How?
Give him a hot dog and a pretty girl to sit by, and that's how you slow this guy down. I got Kyle Overmeyer. Kyle, I'll tell you what, buddy. You know, you've really been a part of this big turnaround that's been Albia football, and I know you'd love to be down on that football field tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. These guys, they've had a great season, and I couldn't be any more proud than I am of them.
How about, I know you're a guy that really appreciates great offensive lines. You had a really good one in front of you, but what a great offensive line this Blue Demon team has.
Oh, yeah, them guys have worked hard. They've put on the weight and been in the weight room, and, you know, it's paid off the last 3 years for them.
Well, have fun cheering tonight.
Thank you.
The electric Kyle Overmeyer. Dan, you know, Very few guys in the history of Albion football have been able to take over a football game like Kyle Overmeyer.
You know, offensively and on special teams, he just did it all. He was a lot of fun to watch. Just a great leader and a great example for young guys coming up, and we're seeing that proved today.
Kurt Coughlin here. Curdy, you ready for tonight's football game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, as fast as you were, you'd like to be on a fast field like this too, I imagine.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be a good game tonight.
Kurt Coughlin, yeah. The quarterback, guys. This game is running a little late, so our kickoff is going to be later than 7:06. But we had a lot of great interviews, Dan, with the players and the coaches.
Oh, we really have. You know, getting these guys together, and you're hearing it already as we've gone through the O line, the skill players on the offensive side, the D line. It's just really good to see. And you talk about speed, Jason. You get on this turf here, that's secondary, the D-backs and the safeties for this Blue Demon squad. There's where you got some speed burning.
T, and I think our speed is only matched by the physicality in which we play at. And it's like I said, you can watch film on Albia, you can X and O Albia. I don't know if you can prepare for the speed that Albia brings the game and the physicality in which they bring it.
You can't really appreciate it until you're on the field with it. You know, I mean, I watch just as much huddle and all the videos as the next guy. But, I mean, to see it actually in person down on the sidelines, wow, you did something.
They're fast, and yep. They're mean to the football, and Dan caught up with them.
With me now is the corners and safeties on this Blue Demon defense, the guys that really try to shut down that passing game. Guys, you've got your work cut out for you tonight. Let's start with Hunter Weldon. You got a quarterback that likes to throw the ball, and he's really grown into that position, just a sophomore, put us up big numbers. What are going to be some of your keys, and what are some of the players that you're going to be watching out for tonight?
Number 88 is probably their best receiver. He's about 6'5" and 200 pounds or so, and he's pretty big, and we're just ready. We have a great game plan this week, and Coach has been doing a great job getting us ready for it.
Tony Lashin, you know, we've seen you have just what an incredible playoff run here by both special teams and on that defensive side, and of course last Friday's on the receiving side. But what are going to be the reads you're going to have defensively? How are you going to shut down such a potent passing game?
We just got to come out. We've watched tons of film on them this week, so we know what they're going to do. We have a pretty good idea, so let's be looking for that.
You know, Blake Barry, you're playing that safety position. You got these two guys covering the corners. Seems like it really allows you to kind of troll out there and really go just read the quarterback's eyes and then go after those interceptions, and they play such good defense. How helpful is it to have such speed demons on the corners there and as fast as you are to be able to complement that?
That's awesome. Knowing that my corners can just do their job and play their 111th, it makes it a lot easier on me, and I can just focus on what that quarterback's doing, where he's thinking about throwing.
You know, Hunter, we saw in last Friday's game against South Tampa, again, a big matchup, and it was a fun one. There was a play down the stretch there where they're trying to score, and they're throwing the ball, and they go in the end zone, and you and Blake are on the receiver. What I thought was really important on that particular play was not only you weren't in a position, you weren't going to be able to get the interception because it was a nice high-thrown ball, but instead you're out there stripping the ball, making sure he doesn't catch it. And that's, to me, great recognition, great awareness to stop that play from being a touchdown. We still had a two-score lead, but a huge play. Is that something you guys work on? You know, if you can get it, pick it, but if not, make sure that they don't catch.
Yeah, absolutely. We just try to stay over the top, and we talked all week about how their tight end will he'll give us a great read if it's run or pass. And that time I got my eyes inside a little bit, and because I watched him block down for a second, and they started doing that about three-fourths of the way through the game. And then I saw him come out, and he got behind me, and I turned around at the right second and saw the ball and knocked it out.
You know, Blake, we talk about all year long about the hard-hitting defense, and quite honestly, Bryce Leshen gets a lot of pub because he's got big hits. Hunter Weldon in there, Tony Leshen as well.
The 48.
How about that hit you put on their tight end the other night? I don't think that big boy thought anybody was going to touch him, and he laid on the ground for a while. Is that something, in the moment, you're just trying to break up the play as much as possible, but is that something, did you recognize that he was hurting pretty bad?
Yeah, that's for sure. Try to punish the wide receivers that come across the middle. And I know when he went up for that ball, and he was going to make a great catch on it, so I knew I had to go in there and try to break it up, and I just hit him as hard as I can.
Now, Tony, as you've watched a little bit on film here on these receivers, you know, they throw the ball really well. What are you seeing? And it's kind of hard maybe to read on film, but what are you seeing in terms of their speed? Do you think they match up speed-wise? Do you think we'll have a leg up on that, no pun intended, in terms of our speed and quickness on the corners?
I definitely think that all three of our backs are faster than their receivers, so that's an advantage we have.
And how does that help? What's that allow you to do, or how does that help you in terms of covering those receivers?
You don't have to play as safe. You can play a little closer, take more chances, because you can make up for it.
You know, Hunter, we talk about you guys, and you guys, again, have done a great job getting those interceptions and knocking down plays. But talk about the play up front between your line, your defensive line, and the middle linebackers especially, how they're able to put pressure on the quarterbacks. We've seen great quarterbacks, and again, tonight's another great one. But we've seen great quarterbacks, but yet we get pressure up front, bad passes happen, you guys can get step in there. How does that affect, or how does that help the team?
Just the line and linebackers do a great job getting in there and makes him throw a bad pass. We had a lot of quarterbacks that have thrown on film. They look really good and they aren't getting that much pressure. And then they play us and they get tons of pressure and they just don't look like they're even the same quarterback.
Blake, we've got again Mount Vernon tonight, semifinal game. It's your guys' third year being here. It's, you know, you've been here playing this at this stage. What's the key defensively? What do we got to do on that defensive side to control the game like you guys have done all year long and give the offense a chance to put the points up to win the game?
We're all just going to have to make sure we do our 1-11th. Once everyone does their job and we put the ball in the right position for our offense score, it should be a good night for us.
Hunter Weldon, same question to you. What's that key to you and your position on the defensive side?
Just lock down 88 and lock down 8 on the backside and just let the defensive line and linebackers do their job and go get the QB.
Final word to Tony Lesh, and same thing. What's that key tonight in the contest to get that win for the Blue Demons?
Just do my 1-11th every play.
There you go, guys. That's the backs in this defensive set, the two corners and the safety. Going to go out and play hard and hard hit again tonight and try to disrupt that quarterback for Mount Vernon. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some at Summers Car Credit. Hey folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
VanWall Equipment is proud to be here in Albia where they will work hard to earn your trust. They are focused on the community and its people. They have the equipment, service, and support to help you get your work done. It's their goal to be your clear first choice.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all your decorative concrete jobs, from patios to sidewalks to driveways. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with it all, including basements and slabs for your building needs. Call Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586 or go to www.wirtjesconcrete.com for more information.
You already know what it is.
More information. Isaiah Sunday counterplay time. To the left side, trying to get the corner, gets a block. Staying with the Sunday block is Romanco. Time. Inside, outside, carries it upfield to the 5. Touchdown, Albia! Carter Isley.
Okay. Wow.
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right. And Carter's come back the other direction, Dan. And my gosh.
That's what you get when you get a board operator, the producer, and the owner of the station way too much time and some of that Albia Brewing beer. He's having a liquid diet tonight back in Albia. Glad to have you along on this football Saturday night live from the Uni Dome, Dan. And he can have all that that brewery stuff. We really, this great stuff, don't get me wrong,
right,
but we were treated extra nice tonight.
Yeah, I happened to get here about the same time you did, and I mentioned the parking lot. And you had a plate full of cookies from Maridel Folkerts.
Maridel Folkerts baked the Friday Night Lights crew some amazing, absolutely, they looked beautiful. And then, Dan, they tasted so good. They literally did not make them through the front door.
We did not get past the security check before they were gone. We did not make it in the dome, but
and,
gone.
And that's a true story. So, Meridell Folkerts, we love you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Huge Blue Demon fans, her and her husband back in Albion listening with so many of you. But we want to say a big thank you for giving us a little extra juice. And we're going to need some extra juice tonight, Dan, because, you know, you can already hear the electric environment here is in the Unidome. This place is super loud, and the crowd that is becoming Albion North.
It is. You know, right now we're in the fourth quarter with the game ahead of a Spirit Lake, North Fayette Valley. Spirit Lake up 49-34. Back and forth game going here, and that's obviously we're not going to be starting at 7:06, and so those of you tuning in, you still got a great amount of pregame here. We know we got a lot of people tuning in too, Jason. We've got texts coming in already. We got Randy and Marla from sunny Las Vegas checking in. They're listening to us, so they're cheering us on. My own sister Carol listening in. She says awesome. She's loving the interviews, loving what we're doing with the kids, and just celebrating Big Blue. So got lots of folks coming in there.
Oh, and I got to say, my wife is listening. She's still back at home. And Grandma Sherry.
Hello, Julie. Hello, Grandma Sherry.
And the dogs.
The beautiful
dogs
Grandma Sherry.
Too. Yep.
Love her much and glad to have all of you along on this football Saturday night trying to get Albion to the next level. We've been here.
Yep.
There's no place like Dome. There's no place like Dome. There's no place like Dome unless you bring home a nice big trophy that says champion.
Yeah, and that's certainly on the minds of this Blue Demon squad, and they've been here twice, and these seniors want to take advantage. They know it's their last time, and so they're really trying to lead the charge. The juniors and the sophomores that have been inserted in this lineup doing a great job as well, and it's going to be a great game tonight.
Well, this defense is going to be tested like the defense is out on the field right now, 49-34. 83 points scored in this first game, Dan. I think it's I am betting that Albion's defense comes up a little bit tougher than this.
Well, you know, you certainly would hope so. No, it certainly has proven itself all year long that they're very, very, very tough, and it's it just is a very good, well-coached, well-played team, and they all do their assignment in their respective positions. We've already heard from the D-line and the D-backs, and we know what they're capable of.
Well, you caught those Sharks that are part of that Shark Tank defense of the Albion Blue Demons, those linebackers, and Dan caught up with those outstanding linebackers. Here's what they had to say.
With me now is the linebacking core here, three-fourths of it at least. We due to some scheduling issues, not able to get the fourth one here, but we got three of the outstanding linebackers here on this Blue Demon squad, Landon Hermson, Bryce Leshen, and Brett Freshwater. Bryce, you've just had an outstanding career, not only in the varsity level, but just your whole football career. You've led up with just an outstanding senior year. What's this mean to you to be in the Unidome for that third year in a row, be one of the top four teams in the state in Class 2A?
Oh, it's a great feeling. You know, you always want to come out with a big bang, and I feel like we've done that this year. But, I mean, it's not over yet. We got hopefully two more games to go. So,
you know, Brett Freshwater, the other senior, you know, last 2 years you've been on that linebacking core. Now you're back in the position again, so it's not foreign to you. What's it mean like for you, though, to not have to had to play linebacker that much this year, not have to be getting all those pounding and everything and running that fullback spot? Has that helped, and what's that like coming in where you're going both ways now on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, this week it'll be a little bit beneficial with all the media timeouts and stuff to get a little bit more rest. But last week is a little different because I haven't been used to playing both ways. But, yeah, it's a little bit more tiring on you.
You know, Landon Hermson, we've seen you just, you know, you've been a great young player come on. But, boy, all year long I've seen you get better and better in terms of your recognition on the plays and making those tackles and just physical out there. What's it mean to you to be going up to the Dome now as a starter on the squad and getting those reps in there on that defensive side and getting on the Dome? You've been there. You've seen the Dome. But now this is a chance to really be the man out on the field.
Feels great. I'm really excited, and I bet everyone that's starting and playing is really excited, and I know that the linebackers will get everything done in there.
You know, Brett, when we look at Mount Vernon, it's a very much a heavy passing team. You're predominantly, at least of the way it was last week, in that middle linebacker spot, and so we're putting pressure on a quarterback. What are some of the keys you're going to have pre-snap that might help you get either pressure on the quarterback or even dropping coverage from time to time?
Yeah, we got certain pre-snap calls and reads that we're watching the whole time. And if you come out low, fire off the ball, and beat the man off the ball, you're usually going to get past him and have a good shot at the quarterback, which in return helps out like with the backfield or the backs being able to cover him, because with those quick throws, they're going to be able to make reads easier on them.
know, Bryce, we've seen you on these passing teams. You're on that outside spot. You're taking usually that number three receiver, you know, going one-on-one with them and covering up on them a lot of times. What are some of the things you're looking at this week? Who's the guy you're going to be looking to key off of in terms of either going in pass play or occasionally coming in on a blitz?
Occasionally now I'm going to be watching the tight end, you know, if he's staying blocking, you know, usually it's straight run. If he's out, then a lot of times it's going to be pass. You know, I'm just keying on him, and if he goes out for pass, I'm dropping back in my spot and doing my job. So
Landon Hermson, what are your assignments this week against Mount Vernon?
I'll be playing weak side most of the time, but I know they pass a lot, so I'll have to get down into my zone and cover it up.
You know, we come in, Brad, last week, again, going both ways, and you mentioned already that you have the TV timeouts. But I thought you had some huge plays down the stretch there in that middle, you know, disrupting plays, making those tackles. Really the first game that you had a lot of meaningful snaps on that defensive side. How did it feel to be in there and back on that defensive side where you've been the last couple of years and hitting those guys and making some tackles?
It felt great. Like you said, that's where I've been the most my high school career. So it's nice getting back to that, having our D-line open up those good holes for us to blitz through, and me and Bulldog getting in there and stopping the plays.
You know, Bryce, again, you're coming up to Dome. What are the memories you have of the last 2 years on a positive side? I'm not looking for any negative here, but you know, what's the things, boy, you're looking forward to this again because it was really a great experience? Or what's some of the things that make the Dome so special?
Just right before you coming out and seeing the community out there supporting you and everything, and, you know, just walking out with your brothers is, you know, just a great experience. And I love it.
Landon, last year we saw you actually started in the corners position and then you got replaced, you know, as the year went on. Some injuries got healed up and things. But this year, again, you're going to be meaningful minutes. What are the things you remember from last year that you're looking forward to? And what are some of the things you recall from that game last year to bring it into this game to kind of help help the team out?
Well, I certainly remember all the fans out there, and I'm hoping that we get everyone from Albia out there and supporting us, guys.
You know, Brad, as we go tonight, talk a little bit more. You talk about going both ways, and so that's not as big a deal as we've talked about on the air. But what's that mean to you in terms of having those TV timeouts and those extra rest periods? How do you think that's going to help you as you're going from both offense and defense tonight?
It's going to help me get a little break in between plays, be able to focus, get my adjustments from the coaches because you don't have that time when you're going both sides. So it's going to be big for me to have that time to be able to focus and stuff.
And, Bryce, last and final question. What's the key here for tonight? What's the defense got to do? What do you got to do to help this team get a victory and get to that championship game?
Dude, we've been doing all season, play some smash mouth football, and we'll come up on top.
Landon, same question to you. What's the key? What's the thing you've got to do to help this team win?
Well, linebackers are going to take care of the run game. I know the corners and the defensive backs will take care of the pass game, and it should be a pretty good game all around.
Brett Fresh, where you get the final word here? What's the defensive keys for you tonight? What do you know about Mount Vernon? How are we going to get this win?
We got to come out, play physical, cause some chaos, get a few turnovers, and we'll win the game.
There you go. That is the linebacking core for tonight's contest. The Blue Demons, we're looking forward to a great game. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
Congratulations and good luck to the Albia football team from the Reck Brothers and Sons Semitals. For all your Semitol bowl needs, contact Rod Reck at 641-799-4195. That's 641-799-4195. Go Big Blue!
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albia, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
It's game time at Summers Car Credit, so come get you some of Summers Car Credit. Hey folks, Jimmy Summers here at Summers Car Credit to introduce one of our new all-star starting lineup players, Mr. Big T himself, Tim Bates.
That's right, guys. I've joined the Summers Car Credit team, and we've got the game plan to get you into your next car, truck, van, or SUV today. And we've got a great selection. So get off the sidelines and make your way over to Summers Car Credit, 911 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. We make car buying fun.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all your decorative concrete jobs, from patios to sidewalks to driveways. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with it all, including basements and slabs for your building needs. Call Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586 or go to www.wirtjesconcrete.com for more information.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock and normally our kickoff time. However, Spirit Lake and North Valley, that game's still going on right now with about 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth period. Spirit Lake 49, NF Valley 34. And it was a closer game early on. Now NF Valley making this a little bit closer here towards the end of the game. But again, we will not be kicking off at 7:06. The earlier game here in Class 2A in the semifinals still going on with about 3 minutes left. Our guess is that it will be at least after 7:30 before our kickoff. We've still got great interviews coming up, and our interviews brought to you by Homestead Assisted Living of Albia. Check out the living arrangements available at Homestead Assisted Living of Albia. They have many options available for you. Call Lana and set up an interview today. If you're getting out of surgery and just need some care for a couple of months, maybe even during the winter months, and you don't want to get out and shovel or have to worry about all of that ice and snow, you can do a short-term visit and short-term living at Homestead Assisted Living of Albia. We want to welcome Jane's Painting for all your painting needs, including commercial, residential, indoor, or outdoor. Contact Jane Sinnott. Jane's Painting, one of our new sponsors for this broadcast, 641-777-2072. That's Jane's Painting, 641-777-2072. Back with more of our pregame show coming up.
Contact Jane's Painting for all your painting needs, including commercial and residential, both indoor and outdoor. Jane also does power washing of your outdoor buildings, including your home. If you need the trim painted and caulked, Jane can do it. Give Jane a call and let her get you fresh and clean with that new coat of paint. Call Jane at 641-777-2072.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC. Jason Summers, sports.
Coming at your mouth with your blah, blah, blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. Oh.
You can't believe what your eyes just see. Nice picked up! Everybody with the football is Spurgeon! Yeah. And you can't advance the sit, but call Spurgeon!
I tell you what, I just...
That's how to talk in that.
Folks! Nice picked up!
That was unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Jason Summers, sports.
The sit back, call Spurgeon.
That's how to talk in that.
You can't believe what your eyes just see.
Jason Summers, sports. Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's how to talk in that.
Hi, welcome back to the Unidome, and Dan Stocker, buddy, this is a family reunion of Blue Demon fans, but even a broadcast family reunion.
It is, and we've caught up with none other than the Rudy Riley.
The one and only.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, buddy, you know what? Dan is the spoiled brat broadcaster because he came in right on your coattail, and he missed all the old broadcast equipment, some of the worst broadcast booths you'd ever could crawl into, and a part of some 50-0 games that we were on the other side of 50.
Yeah, we had some great equipment. I remember you and I sharing a microphone off of a cell phone one night, and you weren't tall enough to have to duck down, but I had to duck down all night to see the game through the booth, and lots of years of we didn't hardly win a game, one or two games, so it was kind of hard to think of things to say, but we did a pretty good job, I think.
You guys were really awesome. I remember listening to you when you guys did that, because you had to make up content, and and had to make it entertaining for people. And you guys did a super job with that. And it has been easy for me, you know, with these guys coming and performing at a high level. I know, Rudy, we talked a couple weeks ago, and your question to me is, do they really hit that hard?
Yeah.
Well, you're about to find out.
Yeah, I'm anxious. I can't wait. I just that's part of the broadcast. I still listen to the broadcast every week, and we pipe it through our house. And and when I hear you guys go, oh, God, look at that, I know that's a hit, and I want to see it. I just want to see it so bad. So I'm really looking forward to that tonight.
You brought your beautiful wife with you. You got one married son, and Austin, I saw him. He's going to be getting married, and you guys are really busy.
Well, yeah, we have a new granddaughter, and Adam and or Austin's getting married to Alexis Folkerts, and you know, both of those athletes from Albia, and both of them pretty good size, so I'm hoping to produce a pretty good football player one of these days.
Well, we hope they take after their mom. Mom, you got to be a pretty proud mom, and of your kids getting married, grandkids, and what a blessing.
Yep, we are blessed, very blessed.
And you're back here to support Albia. You can leave Albia, but you can't take Albia out of you.
It's where we raised our kids. It's a great place to raise kids.
I love you guys. We heard you were here. I'm so excited. I hadn't seen you for a long time, and we hope you enjoy the view tonight and have lots of fun.
Good. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Jason, Dan, and go Big Blue.
A very familiar voice, the Blue Demon football. And Dan, it's just been a lot of fun hanging out with you, but all the fun we had together, because you were a part of this broadcast in the past. You were just sitting next to us in the stats.
And I got to watch you guys, and again, you guys had some really tough
games. Yes, we did.
And you talked about whether it was paint or chalk and different things like that.
That was the excitement of the night. Well, we are going to have an exciting football game for you this first game tonight, Dan. It's an exciting one, 49-34 here, a minute 16 to go back and forth. Game's going to get started a little late here for the Blue Demons. But the players, we've heard from the players, and now it's our time to take and talk with some of the coaches.
Yeah, and great group. It's a whole program here and a whole system. It's not just one entity or individual. Coach Staten has done a great job of educating and getting his coaches on the same page. And he's got a chance where now the coaches trust coaches, the players trust players, players trust coaches, the coaches trust the players. And that, you get all that synergy going. It's really amazing what can happen out here.
Well, let's take and stop by and visit with Coach Folkerts, who's going to be in charge of that defensive line.
I've caught up with the D-line coach, Coach Folkerts, and the conditioning coach. And I'll tell you what, I'm certain when those hot old days of August came around and you guys were out there getting in condition, I imagine a few of them probably didn't care too much about the things you're having them to do. But I'll tell you what, on Friday night, I think they were really glad they paid that price, because in a physical football game that went the entire time, our bodies held up.
Yeah, they usually don't complain too much because they know that we're doing it for them and not to them. And you know, we got a great group of kids, and they just accept the fact that they got to work a little harder to get to where they want to be. And they've set some pretty high goals this year, and if they want to achieve them, then as a coaching staff, we put a program together, and they know that that's what they got to do. So you really don't get a lot of complaining. It's a lot of fun messing with them, though.
Well, words are cheap, but results, buddy, that costs something. And the results of the proof has been in the pudding. I've heard the guys talk about their 111th. We've heard them over and over again talk about it's the we and not the me, and talk about doing their best. And that's what we've seen. You know, regardless of the score, the opponent, or time, this team has played consistent all year through. And that's a sign that the guys are not just using words, but they believe it and they are living it.
Yeah, you know, there's been some games that we've had a lot of points on the board, but yet the young men that we have on our team here come home and they study what they've done. They look and see where they can improve. It's not a mistake unless you never learn from it, and they just continue to learn and learn and learn. And you know, that's what's fun about coaching football. You get a group of young men that when they know they have that goal and they have to keep learning to get better, then it's not doesn't make it so hard when you try to coach them up.
Well, coaching them up for the biggest game on the schedule, the next one, but it happens to be indoors, and that's the goal for every young football player. It should be in our program, and your guys, coaching them up, what's the things that you're really coaching them up on to get ready for this football game tonight?
Well, just doing it, basically being fundamentally sound, you know, the basic fundamentals, getting it, doing it the correct way, and you know, it's no different than any other game. You know, we just get to play this one inside and where it's not quite as cold. And if we can keep our fundamentals basic, do our 1/11th, I think we'll be just fine. You know, this is a good team we're going to play on tonight. I think it'll be a good game to watch. You know, the kids are really looking forward to playing up there in the Dome again. So, you know, they've been cut short the last 2 years in a row, and they – I think they got a little more. There's a little bit more blood in the water this time, I think.
Well, that's the way this team has played. It's like sharks in the shark tank, buddy, and it's so much fun to watch. Kind of difficult at times to broadcast because I can't escape my emotions of excitement and oftentimes difficult to describe it. But the way the defensive line and this whole defensive unit attacks the ball, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, the kids don't they're not in it for themselves, and that's what makes this team so good is they know what it takes. You know, if the D line's got to open up the hole so that the linebacker can get through and make a play, then that's what they do. If the linebacker knows that he's got to get off to the one side and help the lineman, you know, it looks like the linebacker's coming through one hole and the defensive lineman can get through the other. It opens up both gaps. They work very well together. They communicate well. And you know, it makes it easy as a coach to make the changes or to talk to them about it, because they do come off the field and they can see what's going on the other side of the ball, so we can make adjustments. And man, I tell you, it seems like there's somebody steps up each and every series that we're out on the field, and it's not always the same kid, you know, or the same young guy. It's somebody different every time, and then they take turns and they're high-fiving and having fun, and you know, that's what makes it fun.
Well, we're looking for a great game tonight. Tim Folkers, a defensive line coach, conditioning coach, thanks for stopping by, and let's go get a victory tonight.
Absolutely.
We'll take a quick time out, come right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you're ready to move heaven or earth, call Lathrop Construction in Albia. They'll move the earth for you. Whether you need ponds, terraces, waterways, a new septic, or a basement, whatever you need, they can do it. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction. Give Dean, Michael, or Natalie a call at 777-3774. That's 777-3774, and let them move the earth for you. Lathrop Construction, moving the earth for you, and proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
Have you ever wanted to watch episodes, read recipes, stream music, and work from home all at the same time? Of course you have. With U.S. Cellular's high-speed internet, it's easy to keep every device buzzing at once right at home. And for a limited time, connect a router with voice and get up to 3 months free. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's U.S. Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
Well, if you're coaching donkeys, you got to beat them with a board. If you're coaching thoroughbreds, you just touch them with the whip and they respond and like champions. And these guys did.
It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tumble up. Let them tailgates down. And then it's on the night, right in the morning light. Crank a country up loud. It's a small town.
Say this about our kids. You know, when God wants to measure a man, he puts a tape measure on his heart, not around his chest. And these guys have got the heart of champions, though.
It's a small town, thrown down. It's time to tumble up. Let them tailgates down, and then it's
country of the land. It's a small town throwdown. Hey.
Two platoon football wore these guys down. We had less guys going both ways than they did.
Oh, we're about to throw down some.
Thunder Country.
That's right, Jason. I've caught up with the gurus on the offensive side here, Coach Farrington and Coach Huber, running backs coach and offensive coordinator. Guys, you've had a very potent offense all year long, and got another semifinal game, third year in a row for you guys coming up the Dome. What are some of the takeaways you've had, and what are some of the things we hope to see this game here tonight in the Unidome?
Well, from last year's game, we realized that when you turn the ball over, it makes it a lot easier for the defense to not only score points, but keep you from scoring points. So we're going to limit mistakes. We know from Coach Staten's teaching that 60% of the time you beat yourself, so we intend to not do that this week.
Yeah, the same goes here. We've got to fix all of our penalties and mistakes. We'll get that taken care of. Also, the noise is a factor. We've been working on the noise. You know, that can make or break you up there. So we've been working on that and just keep doing what we're doing.
You know, we thought it was a great game, obviously, last Friday against South Tama, and it was a battle that we thought we'd get, and was really excited to see that. What I think was really fun is we talk about how sometimes, or the rap is always that it's always one dimensional, and you guys really got a chance to shine and not only different running back in the backfield, but also throw the ball out there, some big plays. How is it that the Blue Demons were able to do that and execute at such a high level in such a big game like that?
We spend a significant amount of time in practice on our passing game, and it just depends on what the defense is giving you. So if they've got guys back, then we're going to run the ball at them, and if they've got guys up in the box, we're going to take a shot at them deep and see what goes. You know, we're not going to be a 5 or 6 yard passing team. We're going to throw for effect, I guess, if you want to call it that, and that's our strategy. So that's, you know, one of my jobs up atop is to see how many guys are sneaking down in there and, you know, try to make a suggestion that'll work.
With our backs, you know, we spend a lot of time working with all of our backs and individual time in live that we can put more than one back in there. We don't need just one certain back to be in there to make our offense work. We got 3 or 4 backs that are capable of doing everything that our starting running back does.
You know, the other thing I think we saw too, Coach Huber, is also that, you know, the offensive line is still the same offensive line blocking those holes up, and so that's got to give you some comfort knowing that they're able to perform it at that level that they've been all year long for the running backs.
Yes, our offensive line has done a fantastic job this year. They're all healthy, and they just keep on producing those holes that my backs love every week. So,
and Coach Farrington, is there any new wrinkles that we can anticipate or anything that you're going to give away before the game here tonight, or is that something we just have to wait and see?
Well, you know, Mount Vernon does some interesting things on defense, so we've been working on some things that we hope to counteract that with. So they do some things we haven't seen all year, so we're going to have to do some things we haven't done all year to be effective against them.
You know, we saw certainly talk about Mount Vernon. They've had a really good playoff run there, you know, avenged a loss early in the season with this last game, Anamosa. And then at Central Lee, you know, their defense holds Central Lee scoreless in the second half. And so they obviously really stepped up, not only the offensive side, but that defensive side for Mount Vernon really stepped up. What are some of the takeaways you saw in the film there from what they did and what adjustments they can make?
Well, one thing they've done is they've improved their tackling. And their pursuit of the ball is better than it was early in the year. We actually have seen them earlier in the year and then later in the year there. And so the biggest improvement they made has been on defense. And they're just playing with better technique. Their alignment and assignment is better.
You know, Coach Huber, we look at this team too. Mount Vernon, very young. A lot of young players, a lot of young talent. You know, the leading tackler is a sophomore linebacker in there. What are some of the concerns you have from that group on the defensive side in terms of what you've seen on film and how they execute defensively?
They got some big guys on that line, and they do have one stud on that defensive line that we are going to have to take care of. You know, they pursue the ball well, get a lot of guys there, so we're just going to have to block it up with our line, which they've done a fantastic job all year, and our backs are going to have to keep on their blocks to get our tailback up through the hole.
Final question. I'm always asked each game and before the game starts the keys of the game, and I already have mine in the books, and they're already recorded. Coach Farrington, what's the keys for tonight's game?
Well, it is to really eliminate negative yardage plays. We need to kick. Our goal is to get 4 yards per play. And, you know, that's really something that's going to be important here because we need to keep the ball away from their offense, which is high powered. You know, I'm confident our defense is going to make some big plays, but we want to help them out by keeping the ball away from Mount Vernon.
And Coach Huber, what was the word of the week? We always get that too. Word of the week, and what's that mean to you in terms of how that applies to the running backs?
the words together this week, and that's the way our backs are. We stick together thick and thin, and you know, one right after the other, one goes down, the next guy steps up, and we're gonna do what we can to keep on trucking.
Guys, we appreciate it. We know it's been a busy week for you, and we're taking an expanded version of the Coach's Corner this morning. Thanks for taking time. That's again is Coach Farrington, offensive coordinator, and Coach Huber, the running backs coach. We'll be right back after the short timeout. You listen to the expanded version of the Coach's Corner on KIC Thunder Country.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. 'Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
Congratulations and good luck to the Albia football team from the Reck Brothers and Sons Semitals. For all your Semitol bowl needs, contact Rod Reck at 641-799-4195. That's 641-799-4195. Go Big Blue!
26 minutes after 7 o'clock, tuning in for the Albia Mount Vernon semifinal 2A game at State. At the Unidome in Cedar Falls, well, the first game ran a little long, and so we're now looking at a 7:57 p.m. kickoff. Again, that's about 7:57. We've still got Coach Staten to come in our pregame. Also, we'll be talking with Coach Lance Peterson from the Mount Vernon Mustangs. We'll see what his comments are and how he plans to attack this Albia offense. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Coach Peterson as well. Hey, don't forget the third annual KIIC Farm Show and 44th annual Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference comes your way at Ottumwa's Bridgeview Center, January 29th and 30th. Vendors, make sure you get your booth space now. Go to KIICradio.com and get signed up. In just over 1 week, we've had about half of the vendor space already filled up. So get out to KIICradio.com if you want to get your product or your services or your wares in front of several hundred, a couple thousand, in fact, attendees at the third annual KIIC Farm Show and 44th annual Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference, January 29th and 30th. All the information's out on our website at KIICradio.com. We'd love to see you there.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Van Wall Equipment is proud to be here in Albia, where they will work hard to earn your trust. They are focused on the community and its people. They have the equipment, service, and support to help you get your work done. It's their goal to be your clear first choice.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Back to more Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country in high fidelity. Now, here's Jason and Dan.
With me now is the defensive backs coach, Coach Hill, and the special teams coach. Coach, you know, this morning on the Coach's Corner, we relived all the moments that was this 2015 season. And, oh, my, the number of big plays by the defense, and a lot of them INTs and special teams, both of which you're coaching, Coach. This team has been full of explosiveness.
They really have. You know, we talk a lot about
the defensive backs and the credit for the interceptions that they get. And again, all year I've said, you know, if our defensive line continues to do what they're doing and putting pressure on the quarterback and our linebackers get some drops like they have been in the past out into the flats, and quarterbacks just don't see them out there, and sometimes they try to sneak a ball in someplace and it ends up in our hands, and good things happen when some of our skilled players, defensive backs and linebackers get the ball in their hands. And you know, the one great thing that they do is they get to the sideline and they start throwing blocks for each other, and that's just as much fun for the players and just as much fun for, I think, the fans and coaches to watch as it does the person with the ball. But it's been a really, really good season so far.
Well, Coach, just looking at some tape, it appears that Mount Vernon's going to challenge you guys through the air. And I think about this season and the number of different formations and opportunities, different passing series that we've seen. Watching Mount Vernon on tape, we've seen this before.
Yeah, we have, and that's the nice thing. And you know, with our district and spread it out and run once in a while and throw quite a bit, and so yeah, we've seen that several times this year. So we've had some good success with that, and we've hit it hard this week in terms of watching film. We watched more film this week as a team than we normally do, just with that extra day in. So we watched an extra hour, an hour and a half of film as a group, and you know, they've got some great skilled players. They really do. They're big receivers. He averages about 100 yards a game, 1,200 yards, I think, for the season. So they want to get the ball in his hands, and so we're going to attempt to do some things with him and make them throw to somebody else. But, you know, we're going to put pressure on them just like we always have. We're not going to change our game plan, and we don't think they're going to change their game plan. And we're going to go out and play as best we can play and see how the chips fall.
Well, I think it's something your guys really thrive is to be really challenged. They want to go up against the best. And what I think is hard for other teams to prepare for, they can look at the X and O's, they can scheme things out and try to find places they can throw the football on us in the football field. But one thing that they cannot mimic is a physicality in which we deliver blows.
Yeah, and that's, you know, yeah, time and time again, we've seen, you know, Blake Barrett gets a lot of interceptions, but we see a lot of times that receiver goes across the middle and Blake just puts a hammer to the guy. And, you know, that's sending a message. Don't come in my neighborhood. You know, the receivers start thinking about that, and they get to what we call the alligator arms. They don't want to reach very far. It opens up their midsection for another big shot. And I think Blake enjoys putting a lick on somebody just as much, if not more, than he does making interceptions, and that also helps the rest of the defensive backs as well. You know, if a receiver doesn't want to catch it knowing they're going to get hit, they might not run that route quite as hard, or that quarterback might not put the ball out there a little bit too far to put his teammate in harm's way.
Well, Coach, go have fun tonight. It's going to be a great challenge, and one I think the coaches and the players are looking forward to.
We are looking forward to it. We're going to go out, and like I say, we're going to give it our best shot, and we'll see how the chips fall when the game's over.
The guy that's behind this Ballhawk defensive backfield and this blood and the old Shark Tank mentality this defense and these special teams play with, and that's Coach Darren Hill. We'll take a quick time out. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Believe in Football.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Quality Ag Service is proud to be your ag supply partner for seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and livestock feed. Quality Ag Service is the oldest ag company in our area for one reason. You come first with Quality Ag. Your best result is always the goal at Quality Ag. In business serving farmers' needs for nearly 20 years, Quality Ag Service. Please visit us in Albia or Melrose for all your fall fertilizer needs and check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and QualityAg.com. Thank you for your business from Quality Ag.
Sennett Funeral Home is locally owned and operated with a new location opening this fall. Our staff, Jen and I, are proud to be part of the community, supporting and helping families in their time of need. Just like the Albie athletes and their philosophy of every man a brother, they're supporting each other at every event. Sennett Funeral Home, proud to support the Albie Athletics.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all your decorative concrete jobs, from patios to sidewalks to driveways. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with it all, including basements and slabs for your building needs. Call Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586 or go to www.wirtjesconcrete.com for more information.
The Albia Brewing Company will have your favorite brew on tap during football games this fall, along with your favorite pizza or sandwich. Hey, my favorite, the 50-50 burger. 50% beef, 50% bacon. It's incredible. That's the Albia Brewing Company, north side of the Albia Square. And the Albia Brewing Company will have the game on. They'll have our audio on as well, so get on down to the Albia Brewing Company if you're the only one left in town for tonight's ball game, tonight's broadcast.
Back to more Friday Night Lights on Thunder Country in high fidelity. Now, here's Jason and Dan.
With me now is the defensive coordinator for the Albia Blue Demons, Coach Chad Odeffer. And Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a tremendous season for the Blue Demons, and this defense has played lights out.
Yeah, we played really well, and we're excited about this opportunity, and we're confident, and hopefully we can come out and play well.
Well, I want to move to Mount Vernon, Coach, but before we do that, you really got to reflect on this season and this defense. I'm giving a lot of credit to the points being scored to this defense. Short fields throughout the entire season given to our offense, and the defense also scoring points. So a very opportunistic defense that has not only shut teams down, but been able to add to that scoreboard as well.
Yeah, coming into the season, we thought we'd be really good. We had 8 returning starters from a very good defense last year, and we thought we had a couple pieces that we could plug in there and fill some shoes from guys that graduated last year. And, you know, we thought we'd be good. You know, did I think we'd be this good? I don't know if I thought we'd be this good, though. So it's been a good run.
Well, I was thinking about this team and remembering back 3 years ago when you guys went to the Dome the first time, and it was a young defense. Lots of sophomores, and starting that season, that was kind of the conversation. Boy, would this defense be able to hold up? We thought we had some things going for our program, but a very young defense. Now those young guys are now the senior guys, and lots of experience out there.
Yeah, they play a lot of varsity football games, and if you look at the postseason games we've played almost another season with just postseason games. So they're battle tested, and a lot of guys that have high football IQs and really understand what the offense wants to do to you and who can hurt us. And so it's just a little bit of a comforting feeling knowing that we have guys that have played in those types of games too.
Brains and bronze, that is this team. You know, you got guys that are absolutely vicious with the way they play football, but they are also guys that are vicious with studying the game of football. And I know you spend a lot of time breaking down film, and it's kind of a luxury to have guys that can physically go out and execute the things that they see on video, but also to be able to understand what they're seeing.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what the coaches know. I mean, the coaches can know certain things, and if the players don't understand and know things, then it doesn't translate and the results won't come. But when kids understand, you know, what the team wants to do in certain formations and certain plays they run, that just makes their job a little bit easier.
Looking at Mount Vernon, they like to throw the football. I think they throw the football to set up the run instead of the run to set the throw. Quarterback sits back deep, 8 to 9 yards deep. They're going to try to throw the ball around the field. I think that may play into the hands of this Blue Demon defense, which I think is so fast, I don't think teams really can prepare for it.
Yeah, their quarterback, he's a great athlete. He's a young kid. He's a sophomore, but he's a tested sophomore. He played a little bit as a freshman, and then he's had a whole full season of varsity experience. So the thing about sophomores is I know they get better throughout the year, so he's not the same football player he was at the beginning of the year. And they do a good job of protecting him. They keep backs in to protect him. They get him on the edge a little bit to protect him. So it'll be a great test for us. But the great thing about us is we have a lot of guys that you know want to be tested, or you know will rise to the challenge of this. So I'm excited to see how we react to a really good offensive football team.
Well, you guys have seen these formations, so it's not something you haven't seen before. You know, one thing about playing, I think, in this particular district is that you got a lot of teams that like to throw the ball around, and because of the lead you guys have built, teams have had to throw the ball, and so your defensive backfield's been tested all year through.
Yeah, we've seen some really good throwing quarterbacks, and I mean. Gilman and the North Polk kid. They're both in the top 10 as far as passing in the state. So we've seen some really good throwing quarterbacks, and that'll help us. David Kaczmarski, I shouldn't leave him out either. But so it'll be another challenge. And, you know, we've seen these formations a lot of 3-by-1, a lot of 2-by-2. So it'll be a good test for us.
Coach, from your defensive perspective, what are those indicators that we're going to have a successful night?
I think we need to make sure we control the line of scrimmage. If they're successful running the football, it just sets up everything else. If we can make them a little bit one-dimensional and you know, force them to throw and hopefully win first down and put them in bad down and distance, I think that's going to be a big key. I think you know, knowing who can hurt us and defending those guys the right way will be critical. I think we'll know right away if we can get pressure on the quarterback or not. I think if we can pressure him, it'll be a good thing too.
Defensive coordinator Chad Oda for an outstanding job he's done at getting this Blue Demon defense to play that shark in the tank, that blood in the shark tank type of football, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to this special edition of Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football from the Uni Dome. We'll come back and continue our pregame show. Don't go anywhere.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
This is how we roll.
Live from the Uni Dome, raring to roll here. Blue Demons. They've left the field, Dan, and we are about 15 minutes from the opening kickoff here from the Uni Dome. And what a turnout. What a sea of blue that we see before us here as Albia has showed up, and we can rebrand this no longer the Uni Dome, but the Demon Dome.
Yeah, it is. It's a well-represented. You know, we had a great game in it before here, and it went a little longer. But, man, we got from goal line to goal line. Blue Demons have filled in the stands in the lower section. Just thousands of people here. Big T's going to try to get down there and get us a shot of the crowd here after a bit. We'll get that posted. It's going to be a great time here tonight.
We want to hear from all of you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Sure hate missing it. Jenny Beckwith checking in. Well, Jenny, we're glad you're here with us.
Yeah.
Even on the radio, Jenny, wishing you the fullest and quickest recovery. The Salenix are in the parking lot. They were. I seen Mike come in, so Big Mike is in the house.
Yep.
Go Blue Demons. Albia is proud of you guys. Pat and Marcia Eastlick and family checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. We want to see you. Where are you watching the game at tonight? Those of you who got your headsets on here in the Unidome, we've seen a lot of them with their headsets on. And so take a picture and send it to us from your seat, 641-799-1437. Go get them, Big Blue. We are cheering from Fort Collins, Colorado. Don and Jeannie Marlin.
Hi,
JP,
yeah.
Amy, and Erica Channels checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. Go Big Blue, ready for a win. Roy, Selena, Amanda, Lane, Bella, and Bonnie, and Becca Lou, all on the Southern Iowa Technology Text Line. And again, that's 641-799-1437. Dan, Joe had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the Mustangs from Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Lance Peterson has done a nice job. Second year coach there, and he's got the team at 10-2 on the season right now. Great job. Avenged the loss early in the year to Anamosa to get here. A coach who has previously coached at Wilton with a successful program there. And Joe Miller, as you said, caught up with Coach Lance Peterson.
We're now on with Mount Vernon Mustangs head coach Lance Peterson in his second year, 16-7 in 2 years at Mount Vernon. Coach, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate having this opportunity.
And we appreciate the opportunity, and it should be a great matchup, Coach. I think you just got done with your walkthrough this morning. Tell us a little bit about what that looked like.
Well, basically what I wanted to do is get the guys up, get them moving a little bit this morning, try to make it as much of a school day type atmosphere as possible. We have stuff planned for them all day long, and so just kind of last minute adjustments, last minute things that we think Albia is going to throw at us, and hopefully we'll be prepared for that.
What kind of things do you think Albia will throw at you?
Well, obviously, we know that their running attack is just amazing. They do a great job with that. So on defense, we're trying to make sure we have an assignment and gap responsibility. And then on offense is probably my biggest fear is that their defense is so quick. They run a four-man front, but they're always bringing linebackers, and they fly the football. The free safety does an amazing job with run support. So we're just trying to figure out ways that we can try to contain those guys, try to slow them up, and try to get some lanes to run in.
Is there any team you faced a coach this year that was similar maybe on paper to an Albia?
Well, we faced a couple teams that had similar offense. Obviously, they didn't execute it as well as Albia does. But this will definitely be the fastest defense we've faced all year.
And, Coach, a couple of your losses came to some very talented teams, and I know your team knows that, but a loss to Class 3A Solon and one to Anamosa by 3 points that you avenged in the playoffs. That's not a very bad record, Coach.
It's not. You know, Solon's a big rival for us here at Mount Vernon, and they do a great job. And, you know, it's an early season matchup that we just didn't get done. And then the district game against Anamosa, you know, if you're going to win one of the two, I would rather win the one in the playoffs and get the advantage to the dome. It's an offensive shootout, and we just came up short, ran out of time.
That's the Blue Demons getting ready. And we got the coach lined up here. Coach State cut up with Dan and I right here before the opening kickoff. Here's what he had to say. Dan and I have caught up with the head coach, the Hall of Fame coach of the Albia Blue Demons, Coach Jerry Staden. Coach, first off, congratulations. Three straight trips to the Dome. An amazing accomplishment. I know the business is not done, Coach, but when you took this position, selling dreams to play at the Unidome, seemed like you were selling snake oil because it was a difficult vision for people to get. But I guess the proof is in the pudding, Coach.
Well, we said that we would play for and win a state championship, so we're still on that quest to get to that championship game and win it and bring a victory back home to Albia. And this team is capable, but you have to go one game at a time, and the ones add up. And if you don't get this one tonight, then the next one is for two other teams to battle over. So we're looking forward to the challenge. It's been a great season. We've had a challenge each and every week, and our challenge is to be our best. Last week, everybody talked about, well, it's number one against number two, but in our view, it was number one against number one because we had to play our best, make the fewest mistakes, and do the best job we could. And if we did that and the other team still scored the most points, well, we were winners regardless. So the final score is not necessarily the final score. And if we play like we can play, we'll like the results of the game.
You know, we look at talk about the program and where it's come, and this group of seniors were fifth graders when you came on board, and this is the only playbook they've known is the playbook you've got. We started with them in basic plays, and we started talking about the message that you were delivering and planting those seeds for them. And what's that mean to you to kind of see this whole group come through, and not that they're any better or worse than the last groups, but just that it's that first group that's got actually had a chance to cycle through with only the concepts of what you've been trying to teach and see them come to fruition as seniors leading the team here?
Well, it's what we expected when we started. I told everybody it takes 3 years to turn a football program around, and that is true. And unless you go someplace and they have an overabundance of great athletes on year one, they're not your kids until about 3 years into the program. And then they have been through what you expect of them, and then the challenge is to continue that. It isn't just to get a winning season. It's to have an established program, a good basis to feed off of, and the young boys in the community watch the older boys and want to be like them and want to grow up and be a high school football player, and that's how tradition goes. And there's a saying that tradition never graduates, and that's really true. The last 3 years they've been saying, people have been saying, well, you lost all those good seniors, what's going to be? And I think we're going to be better next year than we were this year. That's been the way we've gone about it. And if the underclassmen will get in the weight room and do the things they got to do, get out for other sports, we can continue this great tradition. But every year there's a new challenge, and the players have to meet that challenge. And tonight we have a great challenge, a storied program, a program that has sent five guys on to the NFL. And they were coached by one of the great all-time coaches before he was tragically taken away from us. So this is a great challenge tonight, and we're proud to be here to represent Albia, and we'll do our best to make the people proud of us. I know I don't think there was a louder cheering section than what Albia had last year in any of the games. So it's exciting times, and we look for the young people to grow up. I had an elementary teacher tell me that on the playground, the kids were doing the Albia football warm-up out on the playground. So the influence is spreading, and I want these young men to realize that they do have influence over not just the little people, but a lot of the people in our community.
Under center, here comes the counterplay fake. Rolling back, the ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Ryan Sarver to the house. A turnover. It's a short punt. Going to be fielded by Bear from the 41-yard line. Trying to get the right side. That's the blocking ball. Look out. Blake Bear down the side. Oh, take it to the house. Touchdown out here. The KIC Thunderdome. We rebranded it as Albia has headed north. A ghost town in the southern part of the state has just expanded this town that once was known as Cedar Falls. And the Blue Demon fans have shown up. The Albia team is on the field. The choir is ready to sing the national anthem. And Dan, it is absolutely a beautiful sight here. Two teams will enter, but only one team will leave.
Yeah, it's exciting. The teams are ready to go. Blue Demons are ready to represent again.
And we are going to take a look at those starting lineups for both the offense and defense. Let's get your offensive starting lineups brought to you by United Country Hawkeye Farm Management. Let their great staff at United Country Hawkeye get you started with a new home, farm, or hunting property. Give Ryan, Nate, or Alan Ammons, or anyone in that great lineup at United Country Hawkeye a call today, 641-932-7796. Here is your offensive starting lineup.
Nate Kroll, wide receiver. Krosky, front side tackle. Brian Monko, front side guard. Jace is in the center.
Mackenzie, backside guard.
Ben Garner, backside tackle.
Anna Motion, tight end.
Brett Freshwater, fullback.
Bryce Lesson, tailback.
Blake Bear, quarterback.
That is your offensive starting lineup. And, Dan, that offense has been so good. But what we missed in this first game we just watched was what I think might get our ticket punched to Friday, and that is defense.
Yeah, and the Blue Demons have really shown a great defense. We heard Coach Peterson being very respectful of the Blue Demon defense and the speed. And we're going to see if they're capable of doing what we think they are. And we've seen it all year long. They've not made any mistakes. They haven't had any goof-ups or slips. And when they, you know, when they've maybe bent just a little bit, they've made the adjustments. And that's going to be key on the defensive side.
Let's get your United Country Hawkeye Farm Management defensive starting lineups.
Red Bassett, D.A.
Phil Blackford, D-tackle.
Chase Hill, D-tackle.
Sy Harris, D.N.
Red Selection, linebacker.
Jose Wallace, linebacker.
Brett Freshwater, linebacker.
Landon Hurston, linebacker.
Tony Washington, cornerback.
Hunter Walton, corner.
Air free safety.
That is your United Country Hawkeye Farm Management starting lineups. And T and Christian are down there. We're going to get the Albia choir to sing. Some football players out there on the field as well to sing your national anthem. And we got to get down to Christian and Big T down there to give us our In the Trench report, brought to you by Summers Car Credit. T and Christian.
Christian, you know, whether you're playing outside or inside, you know, the biggest part of winning football games is winning the trenches.
That's right. You got to win it down front, down there on the line of scrimmage tonight. The team that's going to win is the team that controls the line of scrimmage on both the offense and on the defensive side of the ball tonight. It's going to be a showdown. We're in the Unidome, and our fans are here to support us tonight.
That is your Summers Car Credit In the Trench report, and we're at the coin toss here in a moment, Dan. But this old electricity that's resonating from the Panther floor, buddy, it's about to build here and take over this entire country.
Yeah, we heard in those interviews, really, the players really come in with a sense of purpose and a mission here. They want to see this thing through. These seniors have been very blessed to be a part of two prior trips here. This is their third time, very rare and special, and they want to represent as they come up here. You know, we got text. We talk about people texting. We've got actually people coming in from Wisconsin. We've got parents and grandparents that checked in here. Mike and Linda Moore in Appleton, Wisconsin, are listening. Their grandson Sam is the tailback and linebacker for this for the Mustang squad. So appreciate them listening in.
Now let's take a look at our Southern Iowa Technology text line. They're going to get down to midfield as the team's captains are greeting, and we've got the mic.
Albia won the toss, and will defer their choice to the second half. Mount Vernon will receive at this end.
We've got the mics on the officials down there, Dan, and
we're not sure we can do that, but we
did it anyway, didn't we?
With a screwdriver, a pair of pliers, and some duct tape, we have found the connection.
That is your Screen Tech wireless referee, Mark. Go Big Blue, the Kostovskis from Georgetown, Illinois, checking in. Mariah and April watching from Montezuma, Iowa. Roll Blue Demons, Dustin and Leslie Sample in a house full of girls. And these broadcasters sometimes on a football Friday night sound like little girls.
Oh, but, yeah.
This Albia team has given us lots of reason to get excited.
what this defense is going to be on the field first.
You bet. You know, I want to give a little shout-out, too. You know, we've talked to you week in and week out how Ed Lehart and his family listens to us from Irving, Texas. Ed has made the trip up here. He has come up here, but he's left his family at home. Alice Riley and Stone Lehart are back in Irving, Texas, listening in. Ed has already told me Blue Demons win tonight. Next Friday, the whole family's coming to Iowa.
What little population that is left in Albion, in Southern Iowa right now, will be completely empty on Friday if Albion can get his ticket punched. Go get him, Blue. Proud of my brothers, E-Mob, listening and watching from Simpson College, Ryan Sarver. Oh, what a game Ryan Sarver has had upon this dome floor. Watching him and his brother run on this field. Ooh, so fast. And we are about to get underway here. All right, Blue Demon Nation, as your fans that are in attendance tonight stand and rise in 1600 waving. Rally towels going at it, and we're about ready for your opening kickoff. Woo! Brendan Bassett in to do the kicking for the Blue Demons. And they got to wait for the TV. We wait for nothing here.
Screen Tech, you know, was our sponsor earlier, and they did 1,600 dome T-shirts. Got those done in a matter of just a days. Amazing work, Screen Tech, over there getting those shirts together. Perfect, not a problem with all the orders. The parents or moms were helping put that together here locally, but wow, they did a great job.
That's Dale of Screen Tech. He's bringing you these wireless mics, the high fidelity, the 3D action from high above the Panther floor. We've rebranded this. It is no longer the Uni Dome. We've branded it the KIC Thunderdome. Two teams enter, and only one team will leave with a chance to come back here on Friday. And here is your opening kickoff, a deep kick. And this one's going to be taken about the 70-yard line and handed off and trying to run on the reverse. And out to the corner, and gets across the 30, 35-yard line. And that's where Albion's defense will have its first battle from the 34 of Mount Vernon.
Blake Bear on the tackle there at the bottom. Tripped him up at the 30. The running back was able to dive all the way to the 34 on that. But Blake Bear did a great job of getting it in.